Welcome back, everybody. Another edition here of the Auburn Undercover Podcast on the 24/7 Sports Network. My name is Nathan King, joined over there by Jason Caldwell. Brett Whiteside is with us as well. We got Chad Baker-Mazzara here on the show, Auburn's third leading scorer this season, all SEC tournament team. Obviously a great year for Chad. Chad, I know you were holding on pretty tight to that trophy when we were in Nashville. Where is it at now? Didn't something seem like you wanted to let go of it?
No, it's in my room right now. I made a whole little showcase for it and everything in my room. So yeah, so it's set up very well. Nobody gonna touch that.
There you go.
Yeah, Chad, you look at it, great finish to the season in terms of the SEC tournament. For you, first, before we touch on the end of the season, What was this year like for you to come in? You've been a few different places, to come in to have this place. I mean, it's empty today, but this was such a fun place for you guys this year. What was this season like for you to be part of this team?
It was an incredibly amazing season, especially because the people. That one made it really special. Obviously, the jungle. I never played in a place like this for sure. Number one in my all-time list of best arenas I ever played at. But most important was the people, all the way from players to coaching staff, managers. Like, everybody just made it really special because it was a really big family. And, like, everybody has each other's best interests. And that for itself just made the things in and off the court just way easier. Just our relationship with each other just made us get off the court. Our relationship was so good that in the court you see we've been playing with each other for years. So that was really big and important.
Chad, I mean, it kind of comes to a screeching halt, right? When you're practicing every single day, when you're playing two or three times a week. What has that been like the past couple of weeks? Have you been able to relax at all? I mean, it's a grind for y'all 3 or 4 months. What have the past couple of weeks been like for you?
I've been resting a lot, to be honest, because how you say it's a long season. But we just started back up this past week. We started back up with workouts and stuff like that. Even throughout, I was like taking some rest off. I still go to the gym, get some shots up and stuff like that. But nothing like too much movement. I just spot up shots for real.
Yeah, we talked about screeching halt. It came to an end, and it wasn't one that I know. When you look back now, you're like, you told us before, you're like, I made a mistake. And I was like, hey, we all do. When you look back now, what's your message to, hey, Auburn, the Auburn fans, yourself? I know, because you're beating yourself up pretty hard over it. Yeah. What's your message now? And when you look back on it, what do you think about kind of moving forward after that?
I mean, obviously you can't change the past. You just, all you can really do is just learn from it and try not to commit the same mistake. Like, obviously, how I said, I apologize to everybody, cause especially my dad, because my dad flew it away to the DR to come see me play, and he got to see about 3.5 minutes to see me play. So that's what really been killing me the most. But, you know, I'd really just say sorry and apologize for, you know, the actions that I did. But at the same time, we're not perfect. You know, we all make mistakes, and just all you could really do, how I said, is just learn from it.
Yeah, I mean, for you, you're a guy that plays with energy, with emotion. Is that one of those where you go, hey, I know I've got to take it there, but I have to keep it there. Is that kind of the, is it just one of those learning moments for you?
I mean, yeah, I just got to learn how to, you know, stay up there, but don't go a little bit over the line. Like, just how I say, stay a little bit under the line. That's what the referees usually told me. And, like, I don't care, you know, if you go up there, you know, because I help, that's who you is. And I'm glad, like, you know, referees understand that about me, myself. Like, you know, that's just the type of player I am. Like, just be, if you try to just control a little bit less and a little bit more, sorry, then you'll be perfectly fine. So that's just everything I've been trying to work on this offseason.
Chad, when you see Bruce a few days later really going to bat for you, I mean, what does that mean to have a coach? And Steven did the same thing. What does that mean to have a coach like that and coaches like that that'll stick up for you after a situation like that?
I mean, it's really big for me because I'm a big people person, like people guy. Like, and just seeing both of my coaches come and go on national, you know, televised live, just telling everybody to, like, calm down, like, you know, just stay off me. Like, I really appreciate that, like, from the bottom of my heart. You know, I've told them, as soon as I seen it, I literally rushed from the dorms down here, give them a hug. Cause, you know, Lacey, I showed them my phone and the messages and stuff like that where people said some crazy stuff, but I don't let that really bother me. You know, I just, you know, use it as motivation. But it's really good, you know, knowing, having, you know, your coach having your back like that. It's just a boost of confidence. And, you know, at the same time, you got to make sure, you know, now I got to have layback.
Yeah, we're here with, obviously, Brett on to victory. NIL is it's a part of our lives. It's a part of college sports, everything for you. How has it impacted you? And when people think about it, they might think, oh, it's just an impact because it puts money in your pocket. But that's not the case for a lot of guys, and for you especially. It's impacted you and your family a great deal, hasn't it?
Oh, yes. I said, like, I come from the Dominican Republic, so, you know, it's a little bit rough out there. And, you know, with the NIL going on, like, it's helped me and my family, you know, taking care of my family for real, especially, you know, I mean, family, really mostly my mom. My dad works, so he's good. And, you know, I make sure Pop's good, but really taking care of my mom. And, you know, my dad, he started this basketball, he started his basketball company, basically helping kids, trying to get them scholarships to come out here.
So, you kind know, like an academy thing.
Yeah, an academy. That's the word. Basketball academy. And, you know, that helped me try to invest into him because, you know, eventually he's going to end up being mine one day. So we just started that this recently, and then we've got into real estate too back there. So, you know, we've done a lot of big things, you know, with this NIL, other than just, you know, making sure I have money in my pocket. So people really think that we just go out there and just spend it on all this stuff, but it's really, like, you know, it's really big help for us. Like, for example, like, my mom, like, whatever she makes at her work, that's for her to, you know, do whatever you want to it. I try to pay the bills and all that stuff, so that's just, you know, something that my mama doesn't have to worry about. So it's really, I say, it's really big, and I really appreciate, you know, the NIL stuff for, you know, helping us, know, helping our families.
Yep. Brad, you hear a lot of these stories, though. I mean, that's a big part of this, isn't it, that people may not realize on the surface?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think NIL opportunities for our student athletes are fantastic. I think it's a great way for fans to get to know our athletes on a more personal level and see that the impact that it's having on, obviously, his community down in the DR, on young kids who were not grown up around basketball like we were here in the States, that they're now going to have opportunities to learn a little bit more about it. So, you know, we see all types of opportunities that our student athletes are investing in for their future. There will come a day when every one of our athletes will stop playing. It'll come at some point. We hope it's not for 20 years, but it'll come. And now we know that through name, image, and likeness opportunities that, you know, Chad and a lot of other athletes have set themselves up for the future afterwards. They can't get a job in college. They can't earn compensation any other ways. And to be able to do that through name, image, and likeness is really special.
This is an important month, I think, on the NIL front and for everybody in the country with taxes coming up. How do you guys maybe help a student athlete through that? Yeah, because I know I sure was not adept at that when I was in college.
Yeah, I thought you were going to talk about the month of a transfer portal, but you're talking about taxes. I got to file an extension. We're right in the middle of a transfer portal coming up right now. But, you know, we feel like at On to Victory, part of our mission is to support these student athletes, to educate them in areas that they have no idea what a 1099 is. They have no idea what it means to be an independent contractor versus a W-2 employee. And so one of the things that we do at On to Victory is to provide them with both the education, but also the guidance and the mechanisms so that they can have their quarterly estimations remitted to the IRS for them and to the state of Alabama for them. So that can come out of their checks every month so that is taken care of. So right now, an On to Victory athlete is not stressed at all about April 15th because it's all taken care of, and most of them probably have already gotten a refund back.
Yeah, Chad, I mean, for you, you have some folks that help you take care of from finance, but just to have that, to not have to worry about taxes, the government paying those things, how big of a deal is that for your teammates and for you that you go, hey, I don't have to worry about all that? Because it's a headache for everybody, but it doesn't have to be a headache for you guys.
Oh, no, you just said it. It's another less thing that I have to stress about. That's something one of my grandfather actually told me, you know, when I first, you know, did this NIL stuff. He was like, you know, make sure your taxes are taken care of because you don't want the cops coming knocking on your door taking you inside. But no, I say the On to the Victory people really have, like, you know, help us make this whole transition with name, image, and likeliness so much easier. I say I don't even have to worry about my own taxes. Like, they come taken care of as soon as I get paid. So, you know, it's really big and helpful, and, you know, hopefully we keep, you know, growing and growing, especially how this world and this, you know, this basketball world keeps growing. So hopefully, you know, you just keep levitating and getting to a bigger and better level of it.
Chad, we talked so much, especially toward the end of the season, about the relationship with you and Simo there at that three spot. What was that like to have somebody that, that you were so close with, not only on the team, but at your position? I mean, whether it was him starting or you starting, I know one of you is always waiting at the end of the starting lineup introductions to bring the other one in. I guess just how did he help you grow over the course of the season?
He really helped me big time, especially with my confidence-wise, because, you know, I came from JUCO, being one of the top JUCO players, and, you know, and having to adjust to this game because, you know, it's faster, better players, you know. And, you know, he always stayed in my ear because, you know, at the beginning I really struggled when I first came here, just adjusting to everything. And he always stayed in my ear, helping me either with the plays or even after practice, we'll go home and study the whole playbook. And he'll tell me, hey, this is what he might, BP might say this, but this is what he really wants. Like, he really was giving me a lot of little details that really helped me throughout the year. And, like, most likely, most important, what he really helped me the most was my confidence. Like, help making myself feel like, you know, I'm basically him again. Like, I could really say it. So I really always forever going to be grateful for Chris Moore.
Brad, you mentioned there's no way around it. It's portal time, but it's portal time for basketball. It's portal time for football coming up here in, I guess, a week and a half or so. How does that impact things when you start talking about it? Because obviously it's a part of life that we have. For you guys, I guess, what's the message now for the people that are watching the video going, hey, how can we impact and maybe make a difference?
Yeah, you know, I think whether someone likes it or not, name, image, and likeness is very much a part of the recruitment, the retention process, the transfer portal process. And we've seen, you know, a lot of players have opportunities to play other places that they otherwise wouldn't have had. And name, image, and likeness, you know, can play a big part in that. And this is a way for fans to really be directly involved in the way that our coaches and our programs are shaping up for the next season. I love the way that our coaches from all of our sports are going through the process of first making sure that it's the right Auburn man or Auburn woman. You know, there's a fit here, and it's got to be the right type of player that will fit within the Auburn culture. But let's don't allow name, image, and likeness to be a barrier for entry for someone, right? And so that's where we've really encouraged folks to get involved. We've got just over 3,000 people involved with Own to Victory. You know, we really want to expand that. We want to be able to bring all of the Auburn family into the fold so that you can feel like you're being a part of the program through providing these opportunities to our student athletes. And we've provided a lot of different mechanisms to do that. You know, we have over 200 athletes from 16 sports actively on a contract. And so a fan can choose any sport that they would like to support, and they can attend our events. We have an event coming up where our SEC Championship basketball team will be there to sign autographs at 10 o'clock on A-Day, and then our football team will be there as well. Our baseball team will be there. So we try to find opportunities that our fans can engage with our student-athletes, get to know them on a personal level.
You were transfer, JUCO, but you had to transfer in, and now we just talked about it, transfer portal. Here's your opportunity. You're talking to football player, basketball. What do you sell them on Auburn? You've now had that experience. What do you sell them on Auburn to go, hey, this is a place that they might want to check out?
So I'll be honest, this is a big family here. Like, from any sport, any coach will come, and like, if he sees you like down or something like that, he'll come and check up on you. Like, literally when I came back, I was walking from here to the dorm, and one of the baseball coaches, he just seen me walking with like my head down and stuff like that. And he literally, like, first time I met dude, he came down and grabbed me by the back, gave me a big hug, and he was like, look, like, things happen for a reason, just keep your head up. We all made mistakes, just, you know, keep it going. Just that little hug and that little moment with him just, you know, took it way farther than what he might think he did. And just like that, it's just everywhere like that in Auburn. Like, you know, you're just going to come into a big family where, you know, everybody going to have your back, from coaches to players. Like, I'm really pretty cool with everybody who I meet, even from regular students to, you know, athletes. Like, everybody here just really seemed like really down to earth, and I really, like, really love that about the Plains, for real.
Chad, when you look at next season, I mean, you guys are obviously going to have some players back. We'll see what the roster looks like. Obviously, a lot of things can change in the offseason. But for you specifically, you had such a great finish to the season. Obviously, we talked about the all-tournament team and what you were able to accomplish this year. What are some things as we go into the month of May, June, July, the grind of the offseason. What are some things you've got in your head personally? Here's what I'm going to work on. You know, here's parts of my game I'm going to work on. Here's stuff within the system. I guess, what's your thought process right now looking forward to what's a pretty long offseason getting into next year?
So, personally, things I have to work on, one is getting, you know, bigger and stronger. And then another one is just, you know, my mental in the game, how I approach the game, and how I respect the game. I feel like last year I cheated the game a little bit. I wasn't giving my full into it sometimes. So I feel like now this year I really got to invest everything, especially as my last year, you know, playing college sports. So I just really have to, like, you know, just give it all and fully invest into this and just, you know, believe in the grind.
That's it. We appreciate it. Absolutely. Chad, Brett, for joining us. And, man, thanks so much.
I'll see you next year, Auburn.